Amen.
It is a glorious morning. It's a cool morning.
Oh, yeah.
But that's okay. I'll take the cool over the rain.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Candace, you got something good for us?
Oh, yeah.
You got a smile. She doesn't say you got a smile, don't we? That's great. Sing for us.
When he was talking about mad sometimes about the way the devil's doing people, when I walk into those hospitals, and the first verse that comes into my mind is, my people are destroyed by lack of knowledge. Stuff's coming out of their mouth, and they don't have a clue. So God speaks through me to educate them enough so that they can get into agreement with God's word. And I can put that suit on and tell that devil, get out of here. And that's the and I love it. Get fired up. Anyway, this song is by Phillips, Craig, and Dean. When the stars burn down. So
let's just stay in honor of God.
Down and the earth wears out, and we stand before His throne with the witnesses who have gone before. We will rise and all applaud, singing blessing and honor and glory and power to forever to our God. Singing blessing. When the hands of time wind fully down and the earth is rolled up like a scroll, the trumpets will call and the world will fall to its knees as we all go home, singing blessing and honor and glory and power forever to our God.
We're singing blessing and honor.
everything that we want in spirit and in truth, Lord. Thank you so much for the Son Jesus who has come and lives in us right now. The Holy Spirit wraps his arms around us and lets us know all is okay. Jesus, in my name, we all said.
Amen.
Somebody read Ephesians 3:20 for me. Find that somewhere.
Now unto him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that works in us.
Mm-hmm. Read the next one.
Unto him be glory.
Unto him be glory.
In the church.
And to him be glory.
Jesus throughout all ages, world without end. Amen.
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 Jesus.
That's what we were singing, wasn't it? That's what Candace brought to us this morning. Right? What's gonna, what is it to Jesus? What do you say?
Blessing and honor
and
glory and
glory. Glory and power.
Amen.
Right?
Yes, amen.
He is able to do exceedingly, abundantly, amen, more than we can ask or think. He's got power.
Yes.
Right? So we give him the glory.
Mm-hmm.
Glory. Mm-hmm. Amen. Well, that'll make you happy, won't it? That is our start shouting, jumping a pew. As they say. I don't know if I gave y'all one of those, but did I give you one? Let me give you one.
You can give Mary.
Yeah. This is comparing the two covenants. I think I gave everybody else one. But if anyone needs one, let me know. But, like that, you know, I think everybody's pretty much has that. And I don't know how far we're going to get on this. But see how far we can get with this.
I think I've left mine at the house.
Okay. We have the old covenant, we have the new covenant. Old covenant, new covenant, new heart. All right. I'm going to erase this. I'll start over here. So, what I wanted to do is talk about the old covenant with the law. This is the gospel. Okay? Mm-hmm. What does the law say? It says, obey God. And love God and others. Right? Well, that's good. That's really good. How do you approve on that? Really? Well, the gospel says, receive the Holy Spirit. Wow. Receive the Holy Spirit. In the old covenant, they obeyed God, right?
Yes.
And they loved God and others. In the new covenant, the gospel, we actually receive God into ourselves. Mm-hmm. We reestablish that relationship with him, mm-hmm, that was broken in the Garden of Eden.
Yes.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
That's an improvement.
Yeah.
That's how you improve on that. We receive the Holy Spirit. We receive the Holy Spirit. So I wanted to talk a little bit about something that God just showed me this today. So I don't have it fully formed in my mind. But I wanted to talk about what has happened to the law. Now, the law is good. That's good. Mm-hmm. Nothing wrong with that, right? That's good. But what happened once they got the law, once the Jews got the law, is they started having questions. Okay? They would get a command, right? And I'll give an example, okay? They said, you know, if you're going to offer a lamb on the altar, it needs to be without blemish. Okay? So, that was a law, right? And so the priest was supposed to examine the lamb, or sacrificial animal, to make sure it didn't have a blemish. Mm-hmm. What was a blemish?
A spot
or a wrinkle.
It's a bad spot, right? Mm-hmm. It's this bad spot. It's where there's a boil or something like that, right? Pus leaking out, whatever, all right? They had to define what a blemish was. Mm-hmm. Okay? They had to define what a blemish was. So, person would bring the animal, right? And he would examine it. If it didn't have a blemish, they could do it, right? So what if someone brought the animal, and he has to bring it, you know, and as he was bringing the animal, it scrubbed up against one of those rocks they got. They got lots of rocks in that area. It scrubbed up against a rock, and it scrubbed off the skin, you see. Scrubbed it off. And so the guy said, oh my goodness, you know, I'll just wrap it up so it doesn't bleed and I'll just take him on. Right? Mm-hmm. So he takes him to the priest, and the priest is here, is presented with this animal. It's got some skin rubbed off of it. Mm-hmm. So now he has to decide, is that a blemish? Well, no, he rubbed against this rock and it got rubbed. Was there a blemish there before it got rubbed?
He doesn't know.
He doesn't know, does he? Mm-hmm. So what does he do about this? You see, when you run into questions, all right, you have to decide how you're going to handle that situation. I don't know how to handle that situation, okay?
I wouldn't accept it.
Well, yeah, you know, do you not accept this lamb? This guy come very far, brought this lamb, you know, he's perfect and everything, but that one scrape on the lamb, right? And it's like, you know, what, I came to do this offering, I'm going to have to go all the way back, get another lamb to bring it, you know, da-da-da-da. And so, you know, what do you do to this guy? You know, he's sinned, he wants to offer a sacrifice, and he can't do it because... You know, it's got a scrape, but we don't know if it's had a blemish or not. The scrape isn't the blemish, okay? But what would have been there might have been the blemish, you see. So maybe he says, okay, well, you know, you've had some people travel with you. If they can testify that there wasn't a blemish there, you know, before it got scraped, then I'll accept one or two witnesses, right? Okay. Or maybe they did something else. I don't know. Whatever they came up with. But they had to make a judgment,
yeah.
Okay, that interpreted that law for a specific instance. So over time, there were a lot of that going on.
And they got real lax over time.
Thank you. Over time, there was a lot of that going on. They had to make judgments, all right? And if you read the law, I've read the law. I've tried to read it. Maybe it was a King James, but I tried to read it. And then I'm going, well, what do you do in that case? And I don't exactly understand all the details. What's the details of this thing, you know, and all this sort of thing. And so they needed someone to detail some of this stuff, all right, and to make judgments in cases that are difficult. Moses, right, he had people bringing him cases where it wasn't clear what the law said, right? And Jethro says, you're overburdening yourself with all these decisions. Choose you some smart men and let them make the decisions. And if it's too hard for them, they can bring it to you. So that's where it started, you know. So what happened is they had all of these decisions, these judgments, okay? And can call that, or they called it traditions. Jesus called it traditions. Mm-hmm. Okay? So it wasn't, they weren't the law, mm-hmm. as Moses gave it, but they were interpretations of the law or something they added on to make it clear or whatever. Now, as time went on, what Mary alluded to, thank you, Mary, what was that sometimes you get priests in. Sometimes you get lawyers in, right, to interpret law. Mm-hmm. They were looking out for themselves. Mm-hmm. And they would make interpretations, they would make traditions that didn't really come from the law. It really didn't obey the spirit of the law, if you will. Mm-hmm. But it really just put money in their pocket. Mm-hmm. It just put money in their pocket. That's what they would do. So they wound up having these traditions, and they were mixed in with the good judgments, mm-hmm. you know. And so there was just one big wad of this stuff, you know, and how many of them are good or how many are bad, you know. People didn't know. People didn't know. So that was a problem that Jesus had when he came. He says, you make void the commandment of God with your traditions of men.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You make the word of God void.
Yeah.
With your traditions of men, because he saw that a bunch of those traditions were bad.
Yeah.
They weren't good. All the things that, he just put a big burden on people. Mm-hmm. All right? And so he says, you're making void the law by your traditions. You're adding on things here that actually go against the law.
Yeah.
Of course, we're seeing that today in our country.
Yes.
Right? We got the Constitution, mm-hmm. and we've got justices which are making judgments that actually go against the Constitution.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So we're seeing the same sort of thing. We're familiar with this. So when I bring this to you, you're not unfamiliar with it. We got a code of law that fills bookcases, you know. Mm-hmm. All the laws that they've passed and all the, you know, and how you know, the interpretation from the courts just fills bookcases, you know, fills rooms, mm-hmm. all the judgments. So what about the gospel here? We get the gospel, right?
Mm-hmm.
So we've got the Holy Spirit. But we have also got traditions.
Yes, we do.
Now, don't get me wrong, traditions can be a good thing. Mm-hmm. It's good to have traditions. Some traditions are really good to have. All right? Jesus said it himself. As often as you drink this cup, mm-hmm. right, eat this bread, do it in remembrance of me. That's a tradition. Okay? That's a good tradition. Mm-hmm. Nothing wrong with that tradition. Sometimes I think we kind of stretch it a little bit, you know, and by necessity we probably have to. Mm-hmm. We don't eat or drink the same thing that he didn't drink with his disciples, do we?
Mm-hmm.
You know? Mm-hmm. We what we do is whatever's convenient for where we are. Mm-hmm. Okay? Or inconvenient, whatever we would call it. You know, we do the grape juice and the little wafer, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. In other places, they don't do unleavened, they do leaven, right?
Mm-hmm.
What do people do up in northern Alaska? Do they grow grapes up there?
Mm-hmm.
Where are they going to get all the grape juice? They use what they got, right?
Yeah.
So people modify things, right,
mm-hmm.
in order to be able to do what Jesus said. They have their own tradition, right? And so, you know, you wouldn't, if you were a missionary and you went up, you know, up around the, you know, close to the polar ice cap, way north of Canada, and you found somebody and you said, well, let's have communion, you know, I got you saved, now let's have communion. And you go, okay, great. And you're looking, where's the grape? Where's the grape juice? Where's the wafer? Mm-hmm. You know, well, I don't know, you know, what are we going to drink? Well, we've got plenty of water, if you like ice water. They had plenty of water, so they could, whatever they had, you know, right? If you look at the early church, and where he's talking about, you know, them taking communion, they were the Greek drinking a little thing of grape juice and eating unleavened bread. They were having a regular meal. You know, so we have our traditions. There's nothing wrong with our traditions, nothing wrong with the way we do it. There's nothing wrong with the way we do it, yeah.
You know, they had the regular meal plus the communion.
Okay, all right.
They had them both.
They had them both. So anyway, we have our traditions, and they're not necessarily wrong unless other things get added in. And that's what has happened, okay? When the church, of course, we're talking about way back, okay? When the church was recognized by the Roman Empire as being legit, as being okay, or official, you know, later it was made official. Then, once it got to be official, you had a lot of people that wanted to be a Christian because that was the end thing to do. Yeah, that was a new one, because all along the church wasn't the end thing to do, you know, it was the out thing to do. That's where you got killed, you know, you got persecuted for being a Christian.
Yeah.
But once the Romans, you know, the government said, we're not going to persecute Christians, we're going to actually exalt them, then they started building churches. The people wanted to be a part of that, right?
Mm-hmm.
And when you start getting a little prosperous, people sometimes get a little corrupted,
mm-hmm.
right? They're kind of drawn to that greed stuff. And so what happened was, down through the years, from about 300 A.D. to even today, or we'll just say 1500, the traditions got added to, all right?
Mm-hmm.
And you had the Roman Catholic heads adding a bunch of stuff from about 300 A.D. to about 1500. This is very rough, you understand. You had all kinds of corruption in the church. They were adding all kinds of things, selling indulgences and doing all kinds of stuff, okay? And it wasn't the gospel. It wasn't the gospel, all right? And so here comes the Protestant Revolution, all right? And they're saying, man, the church needs purifying. It needs reform. It needs purifying. And that's where the Puritans came from. They wanted to purify the church from all of these bad traditions they had tacked on to the good traditions. They had tacked on a bunch of bad traditions. We need to purify the church. We need to keep the good traditions and purify the bad traditions. Of course, they couldn't agree on which ones were bad, which ones weren't. Right? So we wound up with a bunch of denominations.
That's
right?
True. That's so true.
So, we're still undergoing, if you will, a purification process. We're still pushing ourselves to purify, or for purity and freedom. Because traditions can bind you up.
Mm-hmm.
They can take away your freedom.
Amen.
And bad traditions are more so that way. So we as a church are still taking the gospel and we're still trying to purify and get rid of the bad traditions, but keep the good ones.
Yeah.
Right? Get rid of the bad ones, but keep the good ones. Get rid of traditions that take away our freedom.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Because we need to be free. Right? We need to be free. So this is what, I just wanted to show you this so you can kind of see a layout here of what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
All right, traditions are not bad themselves, but bad traditions are bad.
Yeah.
All right, we need to keep the good traditions, get rid of the bad ones. We need to purify, and it's a process. It didn't come overnight. All the bad ones didn't come overnight, did they? No, it was several hundred years, centuries of these things that get built up and just into our psyche, into our church services. So it's going to take a while to purify these things. We've only been purifying for like 500 years. Is that 500, 600 years, I guess? No, yes, 500 years maybe. Okay, something like that. And so we're going to have to continue this purification process to get free. To get free. And we do that by studying the Word.
Yes.
right?
Oh, that's good.
Study the Word.
That is really good.
And let the Word speak to us. Now, what I handed out to you, I had Mosaic Covenant, I had Jesus Covenant, right? Mm-hmm. Now, all of these things that I came up with, I got from Hebrews, the book of Hebrews, okay? And I said, you could fill in here on this column, what does this mean to you? What does this mean to you? When you read this, what does it mean to you that, choose one of these. Mosaic Covenant had a glory of Moses. Okay, this is about fourth one down. Jesus Covenant has more glory of Jesus. What does that mean to you? How does that speak to you, you know? And what I came up with was the Transfiguration. There was Jesus talking to Moses and Elijah, right? And the disciples said, hey, let's make a booth here for all three of y'all. We'll make one for Moses, one for Elijah, and one for Jesus. Well, that didn't work, did it? What happened? They heard a voice from heaven saying, this is my beloved son. Listen to him. Listen to him. He exalted Jesus above Moses and
Hallelujah.
Elijah. Above the law and the prophets, he exalted what Jesus said, right? More glory of Jesus. More glory of Jesus. So that's what that said to me, okay? Listen to him. Okay, so we're out of time, so we're going to have to stop there.
That's good, right?
So I wanted to give you a little idea of what's going on and a little bit of what we're going to be talking about. And we'll examine some traditions that have crept in. And we decide, you know, hey, is that a good one or a bad one? Okay.
Yeah. The book of Jude said they crept in unaware.
Oh.
The church wasn't even aware of what was going on. They just accepted as real, as true. They was unaware of the things that creeped. They say creeped in. That means they didn't come in all at once.
That's right.
They didn't make themselves so visible. They just kind of slowly creep in. And every year something just creeps in.
Amen.
Until it's just.
Amen.
And the church accepted as truth.
Yes.
Crept in unaware. My God. Somebody should have been watching.
Amen.
Woo. So. All right. Ray, you done stirred us again.
That's good. I'm glad everybody stirred up. All right, well, let's pray and over the food, and we'll go ahead and dismiss. Father, we thank you so much for providing for us so abundantly. And we thank you that you can do all things that we ask or think, and even greater. And Father, we do ask for things for you to do them, and we do it for your glory. We do it for your glory. Everything, Father, all glory and honor go to you, Father. We thank you for that, Father, because everything we do is at your power. It's your power working in us. We thank you for that, Father. Teach us how to purify our worship, purify our lives, Father.
Jesus.
Stay in with the true gospel, Father. And let us recognize that which isn't of you and that which is of you, Father, in our lives. We ask you to bless our food as we eat it, Father. We give you the thanks for it. Bless those that prepared it and got it ready for us. Thank you.
Jesus.
Be with us all day today, Father. Work through Jesus. Us. Bring about your glory, your praise. Amen.
Jesus.
Okay.
I mean, thinking about them traditions, you know how, which is talking about how some say
whatever
it
is,
15 times, you know. Work
the scriptures. Okay, now we have two. Yeah.
Now
we have four, really, David.
Yeah, he doesn't. That's right. We're adding to it, aren't we?
Which one?